Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With my colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're having fun talking about these votes, a serial votes, wave after wave, and the UK election comes up July 4th. Nigel Farage's Reform Party is said to be doing very well. Who knows? But your observation is he's taking votes from the Conservatives because of his nationalism. Is that it, Gregory? The Conservatives are now disappointed with their own party?
There's no question about it. The rise in popularity of the Reform Party has been quite dramatic. And Reform is a fairly nimble party. It can move quickly. Farage, who said he wasn't going to stand for Parliament in the next elections, has now decided he would, and he has retaken control of the Reform Party. And Reform will definitely field candidates in most of the electorates, perhaps, or maybe even as many electorates as the Labour Party. So that actually makes it quite interesting. It's quite probable that together the Conservative votes and the Reform votes could create a coalition which would restore conservatism to Parliament in the UK. However, Nigel Farage said he will not put the Reform Party into a coalition with the Conservatives because he believes that they have been undermining British nationalism, largely because they've become, once again, a party of London, just the same, really, as the Labour Party has always been a party of the big cities, and particularly London. So Farage himself is saying that Labour is likely to win the next election, but certainly on a tactical basis, what we would see in a future parliament is possibly an opposition which would comprise not just the Conservatives and the Unionists from Northern Ireland, but also Reform, who would act as antagonists and perhaps contain Labour Party in some of its governance. Until the next election. And in that case, Farage is hoping that Reform would basically subsume the bulk of the Conservative votes over the next few years.
So Farage is ready to have a voice in Parliament then. That's a departure for him. We have 30 seconds, yes?
It's a departure for him. He's resisted it. He basically resisted also being nominated for a seat in the House of Lords some years ago after Brexit, but he's now prepared to step up to this.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. The wave after wave of elections, we're going to turn to another story that is in front of all of us. Once upon a time, it was fancifully called apocalypticism. When we come back, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.